gopis. They told Narad, Krishna once in Dwarka, he told that, "I have got a severe headache, Narad, and the medicine is the feet dust of the devotee. Give feet dust." "No, no, no, you are God and the Absolute. I shall offer feet dust. Please forgive me, excuse me." Then Narad went to the queens, Rukmini and others. The Krishna is suffering severely from headache, and the feet dust of his devotee will cure it. He has sent it. "Please give some feet dust to idiot." "No, no, no, what do you say, Narad? Do you want to send us to the hell? They shall offer feet dust to Krishna, who is God himself, the Absolute feet dust. Never, never. You are a devotee, you give your feet dust." Then Narada was nonplussed. Then he went to Krishna. "Oh, I'm very severe pain, Narada. Have you got feet dust?" "No, no, Nani. Nani is prepared to give feet dust." "Oh, is it so? But I am feeling severe pain. Just go to fetch something from Brijo. You go there." Then Narada at once went to, by yoga process, went to Vrindavan. And, "Oh, how Krishna, Narada, you are coming. How Krishna is living. Oh, he is at present under severe pain from headache. And he wants some feet dust of the devotee. That was the only medicine to cure him." "Oh, is it so? Oh, right. Take feet dust. Give your feet dust. I take my feet dust. This is it." Oh, Narada was astounded. "What is this? Do you know what is the result of giving feet dust to Krishna?" "Yes, we are fully conscious." "What is that?" "Eternal hell. We are prepared for that." So this sort of risk should be taken to, if one is going to take the position of an acharya. They must risk. No risk, no gain.
But Maharaj, at the same time, isn't the guru going to accept?
False imitation will also kill. It is mere risking. And the imitation of risking is not, will not save. The real thing within must be there at the same time.
Maharaj, isn't this the understanding that the spiritual master is accepting disciples, but he is offering the disciples to his spiritual master?
Yes, yes.
That is the mood of Rameshwar Maharaj.
Yes,
also. He is accepting disciples, but he is feeling unqualified.
At the same time, at the command of his guru,
yes,
he will be prepared to give facility to his disciples as he gave. At the same time, he must...
That I am not qualified, but my spiritual master is qualified, so let me offer these disciples to his lotus.
But still I am taking this risk. Why? By his order.
Order, I see.
I am taking this risk. And mentally he should be sincere to that fact, that his spiritual master is all, he is nothing. But by the command of his guru, he will sacrifice whole self, mind, body, everything. Kayena manasa vacha. Not only the mind, but the words as well as the body.
So when Mahaprabhu says, "Amar agyai guru hoya," become spiritual master, doesn't that mean us qualify as spiritual master?
You will say that Mahaprabhu is instructing that "Amar agyai guru hoya." Doesn't that "Amar agyai guru hoya" mean that you first become qualified to be a guru? That is, Bacho Bego Manusha, Jiva Bego Udara Mustabe.
Of course.
At the first Amar you Agai, qualify yourself to be a guru, and then you deliver the conditioned living entities.
So, it proves that Amar Agai, he must have faith in his command. Sufficient faith. That will be the first qualification. The faith, the Saddha. Then he will take the risk and do the necessary.
So it is clear that
otherwise he is dismissed. He says and that is vanishes in the air, and what I shall do?
But Maharaj, isn't this very important in this respect, that he has to have the link with his spiritual master?
That from Ganja, he may convert from Ganja to plainless, plain method. He may accept. But that method should be accepted as it is necessary to draw maximum attention of the disciple. That is necessary. Then that may not be most gorgeous, but plain. But roughly, what is necessary for the purpose, that should be allowed, kaimon bakko, not only in word, but also in mind and also in body.
And another important thing to consider in this respect is that the ISKCON, Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON.
Of course.
ISKCON is Prabhupada's creation.
Yes.
Right? So
you may create
just
as
put Prabhupada in the
Rupanugo, Narottam Parivar. We are rather inclined to say we are Bhakti Vinod Parivar. You would all say we are Swami Maharaj Parivar. In the stalwart, just in the Bangsa, the Gotra and the Prabhara. Gotra and the Prabhara. The Gotra is say, coming from the origin. Gotra. Prabhara means stalwarts among the descending lines. Prabhara. So, in the line of Mahaprabhu, there are principal acharyas, just as in our Guru Parampara, Sri Sarupa Damodara, Rupa Raghunath, Chief, then Kaviraj, in this way, Raghunath Kaviraj, Jeev Kaviraj, Narottam, the selected few coming down. So, Swami Parivar, the stalwarts, one of the stalwarts in the Parampara, the Kival Bhattacharya. Guru Parampara generation, spiritual generation. One of the stalwarts is he who spread throughout the length and the breadth of this art, Prithivi Vyasa Jata Nagaradi Ram. That we are that Parivar. We are connected with that Parivar.
That is also one way the devotees are
thinking. Special respect for him, that may be done.
Yes, so Rameshwar Maharaj feels that he should not be honored by his disciples with titles that are equal to those of these stalwart acharyas.
No, it will be to deceive the disciple.
No,
he must have such boldness to attract their faith and transfer it to his Gurudev. Once in Katak, you may see from Gauriya, the Das Puja, that is the birth ceremony of our Guru Maharaj, was celebrated in Katak Matha. The Prabhupada was given his throne to take his seat, and so many others, big citizens were invited, including father of Netaji Subhash Bose. Janaki Bose was a leading pleader at Katak at that time. And many other elites are invited and they are taking a seat in the ordinary floor. Of course, there was some carpet, etc. Then Prabhupada, in his address, told that I am being given so much honor, garlands, then worshipping, sandals, flowers, so many things, and many things are being read in my place. A beast in the Jew garden, he would also be ashamed to take such worship amongst so many gentlemen. So many elites are here, and I am taking the worship. An animal is also ashamed to accept such honor amongst so many things. And I am not such blissfulness. I am not ashamed to take so much honor amongst so many gentlemen. But why I am accepting such honor, such respect, to show that my guru is deserving this such honor, and I am only maybe on his behalf I am accepting so much honor to me only to send it to my guru. This honor is only for my guru. I am nothing without my guru. I am being worshipped because I have got his words, his advices. I have accepted them, so I am being honored. Otherwise, not.
Yes, but then.
So, on his behalf, I am accepting, and it is public recognition.
Yes.
And though it is a very shameful thing, still, at heart, though I am aching, but I am accepting on my behalf to show that my guru's position is such.
He is accepting, but for example, he won't allow his disciples to call him Prabhupada, because he's reserving that name for his spiritual master.
You see.
So how to make some adjustments?
When our Prabhupada passed away, then of course the question of successor came out, and some accepted some acharya, some another acharya, some new acharya in this way. But now came the question whether that Om Vishnupad, Prabhupad, that should be accepted, that should be given that title to the present acharya or not. That was a burning question at the time. I told, looking at the scripture, Om Vishnupad, Prabhupad, that should be given. It is written in the Shastra that a disciple should pronounce the name of his guru with all these titles, Om Vishnupad. But vehement opposition came from the other persons, you know, who are not gurus. But I continue that it is in the Shastra that one disciple must give his all respect to his guru. It is written. Then, though protesting in the beginning, when those very persons came to take the position of an acharya, they used it freely, only with little difference that Prabhupada and this acharyapad, then Guru Maharaj, this thing. Because Prabhupada gave some respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda was title given by his guru, Vipin Goswami, to Kedarnath Bhaktivinoda, a title. The Prabhupada told him Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and if any person used that title given by his guru, Prabhupada could not tolerate. That person, he is Bhaktivinoda, he could not tolerate. So, we also did not like that Prabhupada's title should be given to any other disciple guru, acharya. So Acharya Dev, Acharya Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, in this way we used. But when Swami Maharaj took the title of Prabhupada, once Bal Maharaj took the title of Prabhupada, but vehement opposition, he left it for the time being. I don't know how he is being dealt now. But about Swami Maharaj, when this question of Prabhupada came, it didn't disturb me, because the Pran Gopal Goswami, Prabhupada, the Jati Goswami, their disciple is using the word Prabhupada. Like Father, Prabhu Pado. Prabhu means, Vaishnav means Prabhu. Prabhu, and the Prabhu Pado. It is less than Vishnu Pado. Guru's name should be used with as Vishnu Pado. That is more high. But Prabhupada is less. It's Bhakta. It's Pado. But there came a voice of opposition that why Swami Maharaj is using the word Prabhupada, he is allowing his disciples to use the word Prabhupada. But it did not disturb me anything. Because it should be. A disciple will say he's the Gurudev as Prabhupada. And this is sanctioned by the Shastra, it is not much.
Yes.
So, Prabhupada may use, the disciples may use, but sometimes it is, কি বলে, ওটা রুঢ়ি, রুঢ়ি হয়ে যায়, তখন সেটা প্রভুপাদ বললেই ওকে বোঝে, তখন একটু ডিভিয়েশনে আচার্যপাদ, আচার্যপাদ, আচার্যদেব, গুরু মহারাজ, সামথিং লাইক দ্যাট টু বি টোল্ড. Because he may not give pain to the other disciples.
He wants to make...
But this is not an important factor, not much important.
Yeah. It's been given a lot of importance in our this kind
so,
of names.
One day Padmat Maharaj told,
that
in the Shastra, big guru and a small guru, the mantra is always the same in the scripture. this mantra is for big guru and this mantra is for small guru. It is not classified in this way in the scripture. So this should be tolerated and adjusted amongst themselves.
Yes.
May not disturb the feelings, wound the feelings of other god brothers. If you adjust in that way, you without Prabhupada you say Acharyapada. It is well and good. Doesn't matter. Okay. Tonight. Ekane ke. Hare
Krishna.
I'm getting tired. So next sitting. Lord Gurudev, Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to go to West for preaching, but I modestly, humbly refused that I don't consider myself a fit person to preach in the West. Because you see that I can't follow your intonation. So I must listen clearly, then I shall tell. So in this way I told that if you order I must go. But I don't think that I am fit to preach in the West. But anyhow, it was stopped and Goswami Maharaj was sent to the West. And your Prabhupada also told me, I have taken so many, and now it would be your duty to help them. That is also some sort of responsibility. And the last time he told, they want to build a special building for my
living quarters in Mayapur.
Living quarter in Mayapur. And I shall ask them to do two flats.
Side by side.
One for you, side by side, one for me and another for you. Of course, I shall try to help you, not always, but occasionally, that I admitted. Sometimes I shall go and stay there with you.
Maharaj, why don't you tell us, when you were first going to Mayapur, when Prabhupada came with the disciples from America, and you are going to Mayapur, how you are feeling at that time?
Mayapur?
Yes. When first Prabhupada invited you to come to Mayapur when he came?
Yes.
I remember once you were telling us that you are telling everybody now. That your spiritual master Srila Prabhupada wanted you to go to America and the West, but you could not go to the West. But now Swami Maharaj has brought the West to your doorstep. Now you
Mohammed could not go to the mountain.
The mountain came to Mohammed. Of course. Now and then I remember that thing. And I say, and here also Swami Maharaj says, I have taken them near you, and it will be your duty to cleanse them in this way, of course, he told. Raw things I have taken to you. and it will be our duty to cleanse them, to make them ready.
Shining.
I consider him to be Satyabhish Avatar. And it is confirmed his spiritual, his journey in the ship to the Atlantic, and how he landed there, and his beginning of his, the nature of beginning the movement, what was the intense degree of dedication to Krishna, Nivanant, and how much he made him empty, quite empty, to come down Krishna to help him, that is to be felt in his, as he's corroborated, that Krishna worked on his behalf. He was completely dedicated him for the purpose, and the divine force, power came down to help him. Otherwise it is impossible. It is not a thing of the ordinary level that anyone will do. The highest thing has been taken down to the lowest position. So extensively, it cannot but be the divine power embodied in a great intensity and magnitude. Hare Krishna. Mayapur Chandramasa Mat Ki Jai. Vishwabhyapi. Vishwabhyapi. Krishna consciousness mat movement ki jai. Gaur Hari Bol. এই যে জিবিসির মধ্যে একজন না
না মহারাজ সো দ্য ফার্স্ট কোয়েশ্চন ইজ ইন দ্য ফোর্থ ক্যান্টো অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইন দ্য অ্যালেগোরিক্যাল স্টোরি অফ পুরঞ্জনা when the husband wife loses her husband Srila Prabhupada compares this to the disappearance of the spiritual master and she says that the world has become overrun with rogues and thieves in the absence of her husband. So Prabhupada says that after the disappearance of the acharya, that irreligious principles, irreligious principles are introduced, and there is so much disorder and chaos, and it is the duty of the perfect disciples of the spiritual master to then, recognizing those conditions, establish his mission.
আমি বাংলাতে বলি মহারাজ, তবে আপনি উত্তরটা ইংরেজিতে দেবেন দয়া
করে।
ইয়ে বলছেন যে শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতের চতুর্থ স্কন্ধে পুরঞ্জনের কাহিনীতে যখন যে পুরঞ্জন তো স্ত্রী হয়ে জন্মগ্রহণ করলো এবং তারপরে যখন তার পতির মৃত্যু হলো, তখন তার যে বিলাপ সেই অবস্থাতে, যখন তার তাৎপর্যে প্রভুপাদ বলছেন যে প্রভুপাদ এই তাৎপর্যে একে পুরঞ্জনের স্বামীর মৃত্যুকে গুরুদেবের মৃত্যুর অপ্রকট হওয়ার সঙ্গে তুলনা করছেন, এবং তার বিলাপে পুরঞ্জন যে বলছেন যে এখন তুমি চলে গেছো এবং তার ফলে যে সমস্ত পাষণ্ডী, নাস্তিক এবং অসৎ লোকের এই সমস্ত জগৎ ছেয়ে গেছে, এবং অধর্মের প্রচার হচ্ছে এবং তার ফলে অধর্ম চারদিকে ব্যক্ত হয়ে পড়েছে, এবং তারপরে তখন প্রভুপাদ বলছেন যে যখন গুরুদেবের যখন গুরুদেব যখন অপ্রকট হন, তারপরে নানা রকম অসুবিধা এবং কেওস দেখা দেয়, কিন্তু যারা যথার্থ অনুগত শিষ্য গুরুদেবের, তারা সেই যে গুরুদেবের যে প্রচার, যে উদ্দেশ্য ভগবত বাণীর প্রচার, সেটা সেই ব্রতটাকে তারা শিরোধার্য করে তারা তার কাজটাকে এগিয়ে নিয়ে চলে, যদিও অধিকাংশ লোকই বিপদগামী হয়ে যায়, গুরুদেব অপ্রকট হওয়ার পরে।
কথা ঠিক, এটা সাধারণ কমন সেন্স অলসো অ্যাবাউট দি হিস্ট্রি প্রুভস লাইক দ্যাট। বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী পাদ সামহেয়ার ইন ভাগবত ভাষ্য অলসো মেনশনড, অ্যান্ড ইন দিস কান্ট্রি ইন দি ভটনাশ্রম সিস্টেম অলসো ইট ইজ মেনশনড দ্যাট ওয়েন মহাগুরু দ্য জেনুইন্স ফাদার অর মাদার ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স দেন উইথ দ্যাট দ্যাট ক্রাইসিস অ্যাকম্পানিস মেনি ডিসঅ্যাডভান্টেজেস উইথ দেন, অ্যান্ড ইট ইজ অলসো এ কমন সেন্স ওয়েন দি এক্সট্রিম মিসফরচুন ইজ টু লুজ দি কোম্পানি অফ গুরুদেব, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট মিসফরচুন নেভার কামস অ্যালোন, ইট ব্রিংস ইন ইটস রেটিনিউ মেনি স্মল ইনসিডেন্টস দ্যাট ইজ ডেট্রিমেন্টাল টু আওয়ার প্রোগ্রেস, and progress means presupposes progress, and progress hindrances for a man of a real character, real character the hindrance that is that is like some examination to promote, its purpose is to promote us. So the sincere student, he will, real student, he will pass the examination. Others will fall prey to the failure. So bona fide student, it comes, misfortune comes to enhance the beauty of the bona fide and to eliminate the ostentatious attempt. So it is a fact that the disappearance of Gurudev, many undesirable thing will come, will happen. And the Shuddhi, a period of Shuddhi, the purification, and that will actually take place. And those that are sincere, they will be victorious. Movement, such a movement is almost sure to come, to befall on the on the followers. Yes.
মহারাজ, আপনি একবার, আমি এই প্রশ্নটা আপনাকে করেছিলাম, তো আপনি বলেছিলেন যে কৃষ্ণ যদি চান এটাকে অ্যাভয়েড করতে পারেন, মানে এই মিসফরচুন আফটার দ্য ডিপার্চার অফ আচার্য, কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান্স হি ক্যান অ্যাকচুয়ালি অ্যাভয়েড মেক স্টপ দিস প্রসেস অফ মিসফরচুন, বাট ইন অর্ডার টু গিভ আস দ্য লেসন,
কৃষ্ণ উইলিং এভরিথিং মে হ্যাপেন, বাট দিস ইজ দ্য জেনারেল ট্যানার।
হ্যাঁ, আর আপনি বলেছিলেন মহারাজ, জাস্ট টু শো দ্যাট দিস ওয়াজ আ গ্রেট সেজ অ্যান্ড পিওর ডিভোটি অ্যান্ড দ্যাট হি হ্যাজ লেফট আস, কৃষ্ণ ইম্পোজেস দিস মিসফরচুন সো দ্যাট উই ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড।
আলটিমেটলি নহি কল্যাণ কশ্চি দুর্গতি তাত গচ্ছতি, দ্যাট পিরিয়ড অফ পিউরিফিকেশন হেল্পস দি সিনসিয়ার দি বোনা ফাইড, ইন মিজারি অলসো দে কাম ফ্রম মিজারি পিরিয়ড উইথ ফ্লাইং কালার, And in a general sense, some disaster comes, accompanies the disappearance of Gurudev or the leader, something like, it is an ordinary fact, it would be. Mm. But Krishna can do anything and everything. By his special veto power, he can do anything. But the general current of events runs in this process.
Amune Sarvabhavana Prabhu, he is trying to say that in order to increase the mood of Vipralambho, Krishna makes the arrangement right after the disappearance of the spiritual master.
That may be, that is purification. Because purification, Phaedios also are teachers, not only teaching in the direct method, but indirect method also teaching can work.
These sorts of thoughts were expressed in the case of Huridas. Kripa kuri Krishna more dhyachila sanga, satantra Krishna richa harila sanga sanga. Itya prasanga itya prasanga. Ami iti gura chini. Satantra Krishna richa.
Harila sanga sanga. As a Haridasa's case, it was a as in favor of subordinate. Tar sambandhe eukti che mahaprabhu. What to speak of Gurudev, even a favorite disciple disappears, that's also a shock to the Gurudev himself. A shock, a loss. But still, we feel that we have to adjust with that. Krishna's will and his will is always good. And this way we have to adjust.
Gurudev can even tries to see.
The guardian is trying to teach the boy to walk. Sometimes he taking the hand, he is helping him to walk, and sometimes he removes his help, you walk
alone.
Something like that. That is also necessary.
You said once
to teach self-help.
And you also said once that giving the example of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that even an acharya tries to find his acharya, his guru, amongst his disciples.
Yes, he did so.
You give the example of one particular
Bhagavad Jananda. Bhagavad Jananda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, I could not understand.
Yes.
Could not catch. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came in his car, searching always Guru Darshan. Mahabhagavad Guru is always generally in the company of his guardian Guru. Amongst disciples also, he is eager to see that these are all vaibhava, extension of my Gurudev. Our Prabhupada used to say that the whole thing, it is my duty to perform, to look after everything, but I can't do so. So my Gurudev has sent all these helping to help me. The whole thing is my responsibility to do the whole service. I must do, but I am unfit, I can't, I am not able. So my Gurudev has sent all these faces only to help me in my work. This is the vision, conception. So they are sent by my Gurudev to help me in my work. I am unfit. That sort of conception also is there with Gurudev. They are unable, I am unfit. So they have come to help me. They are sent by my Lord to help to help me in discharging my duty. That is also. is possible, not only possible, but in the highest position it is like that. And Guru lives in Vaikuntham, not much conscious of the mundane world. At that time, this atmosphere seems to him like this, that I am doing some service of Krishna. I am not fitted. So Krishna has sent all to help me. They are my guru.
He's living in Vaikuntha?
Shishya. She's in guru in Shishya. Guru is Vaibhav in Shishya. And disciple.
Transcendental.
Mahaprabhu says, Sanatan Mukhi Krishna Mure Shikhaila. Krishna taught me through Sanatan. Another place in Puri, Vyabhar Bhakti Tumi Shikhaya Chamore. Mahaprabhu says to Sanatan, Vyabhar Bhakti Amake Shikhaya Chalo. উনি বৃন্দাবন যেতে চাইছিলেন তো বহু লোক পেঁচে পেঁচে যাচ্ছিল সনাতন গোস্বামী বলেছিলেন প্রভু এত লোক লক্ষ কোটি লোক নিয়ে বৃন্দাবনে সুখ পাবে না তখন মহাপ্রভু ওই কথাটা শুনলেন আরও একটু এগুলেন এই যে বললেন যে সনাতন কী কথা বললো আমাকে বাস্তবিক ঠিক তো এই লক্ষ লক্ষ লোক নিয়ে গিয়ে বৃন্দাবনে একটা উৎপীড়ন আরম্ভ হবে হই ছই ভাঙা চুরো একটা গণ্ডগোল বৃন্দাবনে গিয়ে তো সুখ পাবো না এই যে চিন্তা করে তিনি সেখান থেকে ফের ফিরে এলেন যে আমি পুরী যাচ্ছি বৃন্দাবন যাব না অত বড় ক্যাম্পেন তিনি সনাতনের কথায় বাদ দিয়ে তিনি ফের ফিরে পুরী এলেন এসে সেখান থেকে পরে একজন লোক সঙ্গে সনাতন মুখে কৃষ্ণ মরে শিখা এল হিমসেলফ সেজ লাইক দিস So that does not harm their absolute position.
It increases the sweetness of the absolute position. To know that God, personality of God, is so easily accessible to mortals like ourselves.
Gyan Shunya Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti. According to our Prabhupada, the real significance of devotion is to be traced in an event where the Lord is defeated near the devotee. That is the special characteristic of prema bhakti. Bhagavan himself, he admits that I am defeated by my devotee. The most beautiful thing, and that is beauty. That this extraordinary beauty shows the greatness of prema bhakti. The prema is such. Wonderful thing that Lord Himself comes within the feast of the devotee. Parajaya, Ichchakrita Parajaya Bhagavan.
So yesterday you said that loss of faith in the parampara is sufficient.
One thing I should say, once I asked Prabhupada, Sanatana Goswami, he, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he concludes Vrajalila in a particular way, closed in Mathura, not took it to Dwaraka. And the Rupa Goswami took Krishna to Dwaraka, and the gopis also, in different form. What is the cause of this difference? Both Sanatana and Rupa vary in a particular case, one closing in Mathura, another taking it out from Mathura Mandal to Dharuka. Prabhupada's answer was, the Adhuk Saja, it cannot be ascertained to the extreme degree, nothing. Otherwise, why it has been told as Adhuk Saja? Jnani prayasu mudapasya, that everything I shall bring within my fist, this attempt is foolish and detrimental to the real knowledge. We always be conscious of the fact that he is the absolute yatu vāju nivattanti aprāpa-manasāsa jnani prayasu mudapasya namantriva jīvanti sanmukharitāṁ. All these things is immeasurable. That characteristic we must not forget. That everything I in the position, being in the position of a subject, I shall make everything about the God as my object. Myself remaining the subject is impossible and foolish. And it takes me far away from the real conception of the transcendental substance.
And that is Maya.
That is Maya.
Miyati anare.
Miyati.
Limiting everything.
To limit everything, to measure everything, and to attempt to control everything, that I shall be master of everything, this is Maya. To make too much of one's own subjective, selfish ego. Namanta eva. Our attitude will be that of always submission to the infinite. Infinite. As much as he will kindly make me know, that much is sufficient. Agbindu jagat jubai. With this sincere and genuine hankering, we shall be always awaiting to understand anything about the transcendental world. Whenever we shall lose this temperament, we are cast outside. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So, yesterday he said the loss of faith in the parampara is sufficient grounds for removal.
Honest inquiry is allowed. Paripasno. Paripasno. Tadvidhi panipatena, panipatena, paripasneno sevaya. And the paripasno will come, will be the outcome of surrender. I am hopeless. I can't ascertain. It is dire necessary for me, but I can't help myself. With this hankering and no remedy otherwise, so I shall try most humbly start inquiry. Most modestly, humbly, I shall try to know what is this, what is this.
Mood must be that I do not know anything, so I must approach a senior Vaishnava.
I shall finish knowing about the matter, and that sort of attitude will not allow us to enter into the real domain.
Maharaj,
Paripasna is
even the attitude.
And the another thing, most important thing, and that is also necessary for the service. Service is the only important thing, absolute. What will be necessary to render proper service? That sort of paripasana. Inquiry, not to satisfy curiosity, even, but it is dire necessity for service, for discharging my duty. So, that prasna, paripasna, and not out of curiosity or philosophical mastership or anything of the kind. It is only necessary for the satisfaction of the Lord. Reality is by itself and for itself. It must be for itself and for himself. For his interest, this person is necessary. Not for my astrayed purpose. The person should be, the inquiry should be made only to satisfy Krishna and the Krishna, devotee of Krishna, for his cause, not for my cause, if it is independent of his satisfaction. You follow? That person. Then he will come. The solution is he. Samanjasattva virajya kanke. The proper solution is he, himself.
Krishna.
He is Siddhanta, is he. So he will come, and he does not allow himself to render service to anybody. Only for himself. He is for himself only. Then he is reality. Then he is Krishna. He is for himself. And anything for himself, that will have entrance and position in his consideration. Do you follow?
Now,